John chapter 14, verses 1 through 3. John chapter 14, verses 1 through 3. The Apostle John writes, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am." With us this morning is Giovanni Tellez, our missionary from Nicaragua. He is going to preach for us this morning concerning the second coming of Christ. Giovanni does not speak English, and my Spanish is pitiful at best. So I am your translator this morning, and I don't want to hear any complaints. You won't hear any complaints about his sermon. He has quite good material and is quite well prepared to speak to us, and we are very blessed to have him here. Before he begins his sermon this morning, let's have a brief prayer, and then I'll turn it over to Giovanni Tellez. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for this opportunity that we have to open your word and think about eternal matters. We pray that you will bless your servant Giovanni and help him to speak plainly the things that he has prepared. Be with me and help me to do a good job in explaining this to this congregation, and let us all listen as for eternity, Father. For we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning.
That was English. Buenos dias.
Dios bendiga su iglesia.
This is a blessed church.
Esperaba estar con ustedes desde hace mucho tiempo.
I've waited for a long time to be able to be with you.
Habíamos planificado este viaje desde hace años.
We've been planning this trip for 2 years.
2 años estuvimos acá.
2 years ago, I was here.
Y muchas gracias por la hospitalidad.
And thank you very much for your hospitality.
Y gracias por su amor.
And thank you for your love.
Cada uno de nosotros, cada hombre, cada mujer espera algo.
It seems like everybody is waiting for something.
Esperamos el metro.
People are waiting for trains. People are waiting for trains.
Para abordarlo.
Para
montarlo, abordarlo.
To get aboard the train.
Esperamos la primavera.
Everybody's waiting for spring. Can I have an amen?
Amen. Flores bonitas.
Yeah.
Hierba.
You're waiting for the flowers to bloom and for the grass to grow.
Todo verde.
And everything turn green.
No mucha nieve.
And not much snow.
Cada uno de nosotros espera algo.
Everybody is waiting for something.
La mujer embarazada.
A woman who's expecting a child.
Espera 9 meses.
She's waiting for 9 months.
Chris espera que su carro se ponga viejo para comprar otro nuevo.
Chris is not going to translate that.
Esperamos que nuestra casa se ponga vieja para comprar otra nueva.
People are waiting to buy a new house or a new car.
Siempre estamos esperando algo.
Everybody is waiting for something.
Pero lo que debemos estar esperando.
But the thing that we're most waiting for.
Es la segunda venida de Cristo.
Is the second coming of Jesus Christ.
Amén.
Amén.
¿Cuánto esperan la segunda venida de Cristo?
Who all is waiting for the second coming of Jesus?
Un poquito de paciencia con nuestro hermano Cristo.
A little patience with me, please.
Por favor.
Su paciencia.
Amén. Estimado hermano, permítame preguntarle.
Esteemed brethren, let me ask you this.
¿Tiene idea de cómo será su venida?
Do you have any idea what will occur at the coming of Jesus?
¿Sabe lo que Cristo hará cuando él venga?
Do you have any idea what he will do when he comes?
¿Sabe para quién será motivo de angustia su venida?
¿O
para quién será motivo de gozo su venida?
Or who will be overjoyed at his return?
La Biblia nos habla de su venida.
The Bible tells us about his coming.
Dice la Escritura en Apocalipsis 1:7.
The first scripture is in Revelation chapter 1,
que
verse
todo 7, ojo le verá.
That every eye will see him.
Será visible.
He will be visible.
Todo lo veremos.
And everyone will see him.
Cada uno de nosotros lo veremos.
Each one of us will see him.
Pero no solamente lo veremos, sino también lo oiremos.
And also we understand that every ear will hear his voice. In John chapter 5, verse 28.
Oiremos su voz, pero una voz de mando.
It will come with a voice of command.
Una voz de capitán.
The voice of authority.
No será una voz de llamado al arrepentimiento, nuevas oportunidades, ya no.
It will not come with a voice, with a call to a time of repentance. There will be no time for repentance.
Sino que será voz de mando, voz de capitán.
It will come with a voice of authority and power and command.
En Primera de Tesalonicenses, capítulo 4, verso 16, por favor.
In 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, and verse 8.
Primera de Tesalonicenses, capítulo 4, versículo 16. Porque el Señor mismo con voz de mando.
For the Lord himself, this is verse 16. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, verse 16. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven.
Con voz de arcángel y con trompeta de Dios.
With a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, with the trumpet call of God,
descenderá del cielo,
and the dead in Christ will rise.
Y los muertos en Cristo resucitarán primero.
And the dead in Christ will rise first.
Su venida entonces será con autoridad.
He will come with authority.
Pero su venida también será una venida gloriosa.
He will come in a glorious appearing also.
Mateo capítulo 25, versículo 31. No.
Okay. Matthew 25, verse 31 points that out.
Pero no vendrá solo.
But he will not come alone.
Vendrá con sus santos ángeles.
He will come accompanied by his angels.
Pero su venida será repentina. Nadie lo sabe. ¿Será sorpresa para usted y para mí? ¿Será? Nadie sabe el tiempo y la hora.
But no one knows the time of his glorious appearing and his coming.
Pero ¿sabe usted, apreciado hermano, qué sucederá cuando él venga?
What will he do when he comes again?
Dice la Escritura en Juan capítulo 5, verso 25 y verso 29, que todo lo que están en el sepulcro oirán su voz.
This question is answered in the scriptures in John chapter 5, verses 25 to 29. And one of the things that it says in that passage is that everyone in the tombs will hear his voice.
Todo lo que hayamos muerto,
everyone
resucitaremos.
Will be raised.
Pero note muy bien, la Escritura dice que los muertos en Cristo resucitarán primero.
But it also points out in scriptures that the dead in Christ will rise first.
Sí, resucitaremos primero. Pero lo que estemos con vida, dice la Escritura, en 1 Corintios capítulo 15, versos 52 y 53, que nuestro cuerpo será transformado.
And it also promises us in the scriptures in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51 and 52, that this body that we possess will be transformed.
Y una vez que seamos transformados, muertos y vivos,
we'll be transformed from death into life,
estaremos frente al trono de Dios.
And we will stand before the glorious throne of God.
¿Pero para qué? ¿Para qué estaremos frente al trono de Dios?
Who are those who will stand in front of the throne of God?
Para ser juzgado conforme a nuestras obras.
The ones who have conformed to his will in this life.
Sea bueno o sea malo.
For good or evil, we'll give answer for the things that we have done in this life, whether good or evil.
Eso sucederá cuando venga Cristo por segunda vez.
This is what will happen at the second coming of Jesus.
Pero la pregunta es, ¿para quién será motivo de angustia su venida?
The big question is, who will be terrified at his coming?
La Escritura nos dice que será motivo de angustia para aquellos soldados romanos que los traspasaron.
Some who will be terrified at his coming will be those who pierced him at his crucifixion.
Apocalipsis 1:7.
Revelation chapter 1 verse 7.
Pero también será motivo de angustia para aquellos que no obedecieron el santo evangelio de Cristo.
But others who will be terrified at his coming are those who have not obeyed the gospel.
Lo que tomaron otro camino y no el camino de Dios.
They've chosen to walk in a different way and not in the way of God.
¿Y qué le dirá Cristo y Dios a esas personas?
When Christ and God judge these people,
apartados de mí, maldito, al fuego eterno, preparado para el diablo y los ángeles.
And Jesus will say, as is written in Matthew 24, verse 30, depart from me, all you who do evil, into the fire prepared for the devil and his angels.
Y una observación, el infierno fue preparado para el diablo y sus ángeles.
The hell was prepared for the devil and his angels.
Pero el diablo no le va a gustar estar solo.
But the devil will not be there alone.
Quiere llevarse a mucha gente a ese lugar.
There will be many other souls in this place.
A los desobedientes.
The ones who are disobedient.
A los infieles.
Those who have hated him.
A los que no obedecieron el evangelio.
And those who have not obeyed the gospel.
Pero ¿para quién será motivo de gozo?
But others will be overjoyed at Jesus coming.
Dice la escritura que será motivo de gozo para aquellos que aman su venida.
The scriptures tell us that those who will be overjoyed at his coming are those who have loved his coming.
A los que esperan su venida.
Those who have loved his coming in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 20.
Y a los que hemos sufrido por esperar a Jesucristo.
And for those who have suffered while waiting for the return of Jesus.
La Escritura dice entonces que será motivo de gozo para los que aman su venida.
There are those who have loved his appearing.
2 Timoteo 4:8, por favor.
In reading in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 8, 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 8
Lea,
reads, Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing.
Amen. Por lo demás, me está guardada la corona de justicia, la cual me dará el Señor, juez justo en aquel día, y no solamente a mí, sino también a todos los que aman su venida.
And not only to me, but also all who have longed for his appearing.
Amén.
Amén.
¿Será motivo de gozo aquellos que aman su venida? Una pregunta.
The ones who will be overjoyed at his appearing are those who have loved his appearing. So here's a question.
¿Ama la venida de Jesucristo usted?
Do you love the appearing of Jesus Christ?
¿Estamos viviendo una vida santa y consagrada delante de él?
Does that describe the holiness of life that you have?
Y como dice la Escritura, ¿estamos esperando su venida?
Are you waiting for his coming?
¿La estamos esperando en nuestro corazón con ansia?
Do we have some sense of anxiety or anxiousness in our hearts while we wait for him?
¿Consentimiento?
Do we have this emotion within us?
¿Estamos viviendo una vida santa delante de él?
vez, por favor.
Estamos viviendo una vida santa delante de Él, una vida fiel delante de Él.
Do we wait for Him because we're living in holiness and in faithfulness?
Y aquellos que amamos y esperamos su venida,
if we love His coming,
Cristo nos dirá en su palabra.
Christ dwells within us in His Word.
Mateo capítulo 25.
Matthew chapter 25.
Versículo 34.
And verse 34.
Leamos, por favor.
Momento. Matthew chapter 25 and verse 34.
Mateo capítulo 25, versículo 34.
Reading.
Entonces el rey dirá a los de su derecha.
Then the king will say to those on his right,
venid benditos de mi padre.
Come you who are blessed by my father.
Heredad el reino preparado para vosotros desde la fundación del mundo.
Take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world.
Apreciado hermano, ¿dónde quiere estar usted? ¿A la derecha o a la izquierda?
Which side, brothers, which side do you want to be on in this? Do you want to be on the right or on the left?
Yo quiero estar a la derecha.
I want to be on the right.
Procuremos pues serle fiel al Señor.
Because I've remained faithful to the Lord.
¿Quiénes aman su venida?
Who is blessed by the Lord?
¿Quiénes esperan su venida?
Who is waiting for His coming?
Los que esperamos es la iglesia fiel.
Those who are in the church of the faithful.
Dios bendiga su palabra hoy y siempre.
And may God bless the reading of His word and thank you this day. As always, we have an opportunity to extend an invitation. And what Giovanni has been talking about concerning the second coming of Christ is the topic of faithfulness and the desire that we have to be found in a right relationship with God when He comes. We're going to sing an invitation song and give you an opportunity. If you have loved the appearing of Jesus, if you love Jesus, if you believe that He is the Son of God, if you're willing to confess His name before men, to repent of your sin, to be baptized, immersed in water for the forgiveness of your sins, you can be raised then to walk in newness of life and wait for His second coming with great joy and expectation. If you are not a Christian, you can do that this morning. If you are a Christian and you have obeyed the gospel in the past, but you have not been found faithful and you know that, if He were to come today, you would be on His left and not on His right. You do not want to be there. But you have an opportunity to repent and return to Him. If you need to respond publicly to Jesus' invitation to you, we urge you to do that right now while we stand together and sing this invitation song.